But over here, the chukam amayit the achilo konifsha ktiro. If you take off only two figs, that's the two separate branches, you can end up doing more of a melacha. You have to do two ktiris. So vada, therefore, it's simple. The melacha should be shalosh ma'asinim, that you only cut off the one branch that has the three figs on it, because the ma'asinim is only one melacha. So vada, you're better off doing one melacha. Even though the ma'asinim, there is a ribu b'shirim, like lechatchila, if you have a choice of one branch that has three figs and one branch that has two figs, of course you should only pull off the one that has two figs. Because pulling off the three, there is an isra of ribu b'shirim. But it's not like doing a whole new melacha of ktsira. So if a vada here, where you have two separate ones on two separate branches, and one branch has three, pshita, do just one ktsira with the three, that's all that's a plus of a chilo Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, mitzvah so'imer, lo'ovi min ha'koriv, the mitzvah of the Imri is to bring the wheat, bring the barley, from the closest to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara will say two reasons why. Now, loy biker ha'korv Yerushalayim, let's say you cannot find a barley that's close to Yerushalayim, or else Rashi says, I mean, loy biker means it wasn't ripe yet, that the barley close to Yerushalayim is not ripe yet. Since so, and you have to bring from the chodesh, from the new crop, since so, mevi'u noisim mikol makom, you can bring it from any place of Eretz Yisrael. And ma'isa once happened, shebo migagoy srifim, the ones came and brought the barley from this place, Gagos Rifim, which was far away, was near Lud, was far away from Yerushalayim. Or Shtelechem, once happened, and they brought the Shtelechem, the wheat, for the Shtelechem, midikat ayin secha, from this place, was near Shechem. So even though far away, if they couldn't find anything closer, Avad, as long as it's brought from you, Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. Just like a chilu, the Mishnah says, you should bring it from places close to Yerushalayim. So Mordechai says, my time, what's the reason it should be close to Yerushalayim? He brings in one chapter is Mishum Karmel. Mordechai says, Karmel means fresh. Rashi says, Takriv Rach Umoli. Stay at Tfuah Rach, it should be soft and fresh. So if you have to bring it from a long, a far away place, the wind on the way will make it hard. So that's the svar to bring it closer. He brings in another pshat is, Mishum De Mavir Alamitzvus. Pashut, don't be Mavir Alamitzvus. Since you can bring it from the place closer to Yerushalayim, don't go far away to get it from a far away place. Rather, do the mitzvah as soon as possible. Then it says, Ma'isa Shibayim and Beginus Rifim. What's happened? They brought the Omer from this place, Ginus Rifim. Tell me about it. Price says like this. This was the story. Kishetzoru Malchei Beis Chashmonoi Zial Zir. By the Beis Chashmonoi, they're having fights one over the other. So they were fighting around over Yerushalayim. Vayuhurknis Mibachutz. The Rublis, Ibifnim. So Rashi said these were two brothers, Hokunis and Rublis were two brothers, and they were fighting who should conquer. One was inside Yerushalayim, one was outside Yerushalayim. Now, Rechol Yom Yom, every day, the people inside would send some money outside, the coop in the basket, Omar and Lehem Tamidim, a korban, they didn't stop the korban at Tamid, so he used to at least let them take in a korban, an animal, to make the korban at Tamid. There's one older person, like she says, Mivifnin, inside. Shoyemaki b'chokmas Yivonis. He knew how to talk, Chokmas Yivonis. So, the Chokmas Yivonis. So, Lord Lem, the Chokmas Yivonis. He like made signals to them, the Chokmas Yivonis. Omelin, he said like this, that Kol Zaman Shasukim B'Yavoidah. Kol Zaman, they're doing the Avoidah, and him serving B'Yotchem. If somebody inside told the people outside, listen, Kol Zaman, you're going to deliver a korban at Tamid to be brought inside, you're not going to win Yerushalayim. So they listened to the people outside. The market the next day, Shulshul and Vinyu, the people inside, sent outside the money again, the coop in the basket. Now this time, Ve'elohem Chazir, this time they lifted up a pig. Ve'akivan Shagir Lechati Choyma, when the pig was lifted up, halfway up the Choyma, the wall, this was around Yerushalayim, Ne'eth Tipon of the Choyma, the pig stuck his fingernails into the wall, then his daughter, Yisrael, Abba Meir's parcel, Abba Meir's parcel. Then Yisrael shook 400 parcels by 400 parcel. Shemur says that the Yais Yisrael, when that happened, when Yisrael shook 400 parcel by 400 parcel, so the Chum said then that Oru should be cursed, Sheyagdil Chazir, a person that raises a pig, and also the Oru should be cursed, Sheyumad Dunei Chokhmas Yivonis, Anybody who teaches his son Chochmas Yevonis, and because this person inside knew the Chochmas Yevonis, he was able to talk to the Romans outside, and that's what happened. Now, the Yalois is sure at that time, Shanina was learned, that Maisa once happened, Shabo Haimah Meginas Trifim, that they had a first find the Bali that came from Ginas Trifim, a faraway place they couldn't get from closer. Or Shtelechim, that Yerosan, that came Shruis, in order to get the wheat for the Shtelechim, that was the year that it happened, Mibikas Ayin Secher, that they finally got wheat from this Bikar Ayin Secher. And Rashi says, because those army men, the Oysa Chayelis, they destroyed all the wheat or barley around Yerushalayim. So that year, after they went away, they couldn't find any barley or wheat close to Yerushalayim. They had to find it far away. So Moses says, what happened was, Kimati Omer, that year when it became the second day of Pesach, they had to have the barley to bring the Omer. They didn't know where to bring it from. Like all the lands around Yerushalayim were destroyed. So they didn't know where to bring the Omer. So afterwards they made an announcement. So who knows where to find barley? So also Chash, a person that could hear but can't speak, came. So he said like this: Oisiv Chad Yod Igra. One hand he pointed towards the roof. For Chad Yod Atzrifa. One hand he pointed towards like a tent. So Amalu Mordechai. So Mordechai was like, "What was a chacham there?" He said, "Rashi Shoy Yivimei Achashverosh." Rashi and his mamish to Mordechai was Yivimei Achashverosh. So Amalu Mordechai. Meikah Duchta Tishma Gina Tzrifim. Is there any place around it that's called Gina Tzrifim? And that's this person needs to tell us. If you want to know where to find Bali, go to a place called Gina Tzrifim. Or else maybe a Tzrifim Gagos. Maybe the name was the opposite way around. Tzrifim Gagos. So Bodka, they checked all over the Ashkechor, they found. And they found that's the place where to get Bali from. And the same thing happened that year, Ki Boyel Asiya Shtelechem. It came Shavuos that year. They had to bring the fresh wheat to make the Shtelechem with. Because they have the Yodim Echel Asiya, they don't know where to bring it from. So Achras also, they asked around. Achras, they put out announcements. And also Yehu Gavro Charsh, again, this person that could hear but can't speak, came, and Isav Yodei, one finger this time he pointed towards his eye, V'chad Yoda Sichra, and one finger he pointed towards the Sichra. Rashi says, that's the Gechur Shebe Mezuzah Sabelis, Shebe Teichum, that's the hole where the doorpost stays on, where the door turns around on. That little hole, that's where he pointed to. In other words, the sockets of the bolt, that's where he pointed to. So again, Amunu Mordechai said, Miyikaduch, is there any place around the Shema Ayin Secher? The name should be called Ayin Secher, or Secher Ayin, or the other way, Secher Ayin. So Bodka, they checked out, the Ashkechu they found. So that was the mindset of that year, they had to find the wheat from far away, and they had to find the barley from far away. Now the Gemara says, Hanu Sholish Noshim, there are three ladies. The Icy Sholish Kinim, that they brought three pairs of birds for Kabonis. Chod Amru, one said, Lizivosi, one said, I'm bringing this right now for my Zivosi. The Chad Amru, one says, Liyamosi, since that means Yoima for the day. The Chad Amru, Nosi, for my Oina. So, Zavim, they were thought to say, Zivosi means a Zavim Mama, she was a complete Zavim. That's why she's bringing her two Kabonis now, two birds now. What does Liyamosi means for my day means? Liyamosi Mamish, to the day also. Was that liyamosi means like for the yam, for the flow of the dam. Mamish, liyanosi means li'oina tekula. That he meant to say for all the period of time that passed by, for a regular period. So Gemara thought to say if so, tekula chod echatis v'chod oila. They're all the same type of a thing. The kabbonis for a zava. So out of these two birds, one is the chatis, all of them, and one is an oila. Amlu Mordechai, Mordechai said back, no. Shema, maybe the lady meant like this, that Bezoiv Sichna, she became a Sakona, she had such a big flow of dam then, she was Sakona Sephoshis, and because of after she got well, so she wants to bring a Taita, she wants to give her daughter to Hashem. Shema also the Yam Sichna, she went over a journey over the Yam, the Sakona happened there, so she wants to like give her daughter to Hashem. Well, Shema B'Enesich, maybe she had a Sakona with her eyes, something happened with her eyes. She had an affection in the eye. If so, the kumi elas ninu, that they weren't only a korban elas, her daughter to Hashem, they're not a korban chatas, they're only a korban elas. Smutzot said that's what happened. Brought back, they checked out the ashes they found. That's taka true. That's what happened. All she meant to say was she's a mokum sakana. Therefore, all these oifos are only a carbon oila. All right, we'll stop here.